Commentator Maureen Corrigan has an unlikely suggestion for what she calls spine-tingling summer reading, a book of literary criticism by novelist David Lodge. The book, The Art of Fiction, grew out of a series of weekly essays Lodge wrote, which appeared in the British newspaper The Independent and in The Washington Post. Here's Maureen's review.
In his comic novels like Small World and Nice Work, David Lodge has done for the literary theory industry what Upton Sinclair once did for the meatpacking business. But like most great satirists, Lodge is really an idealist. He's outraged by jargon-spouting English professors because he knows that literary criticism, when done well, can be mind-blowing. If this sounds incredible to you, go to your local bookstore and just dip into one of the very brief essays collected in Lodge's book, The Art of Fiction. I guarantee you'll get thrills, chills, and goosebumps, even though the only dinosaurs Lodge writes about have names like William Makepeace Thackeray and Rudyard Kipling. The 50 essays that make up The Art of Fiction touch on just about every aspect of what makes short stories and novels tick. Basic stuff like chapters and point of view, as well as exotic elements like magic realism. Lodge introduces each essay with a passage from a work of fiction he admires. So the bonus of reading this book is that you get Lodge's personal list of fiction's greatest hits over the past 250 years. Everything from Jane Austen's Emma to Paul Auster's City of Glass. Lodge can wield a deconstructionist ray gun as deftly as any of his fellow academics, but he prefers old-fashioned critical approaches here. He's steeped in the history of the novel, so we're always learning curious facts, like why weather didn't appear in novels until the 19th century Romantic movement. Lodge is also a dazzling close reader. To give you a sense of what he does with even the most over-scrutinized writing, here's a snippet from Catcher in the Rye. Holden Caulfield is at a Broadway play and tells us his date Sally has just spotted an acquaintance. His name was George something, I don't even remember, and he went to Andover. Big, big deal. You should have seen him when old Sally asked him how he liked the play. He was the kind of phony that have to give themselves room when they answer somebody's question. He said the play itself was no masterpiece, but that the lunts, of course, were absolute angels. Angels, for Christ's sake, it was the phoniest conversation you ever heard in your life. Lodge uses the passage to illustrate a technique called skaz, which is writing that mimics informal speech. Skaz, we learn, is a Russian word, though it sounds like a blend of jazz and scat, as in scat singing. Lodge shows how Salinger creates skaz by screwing up grammar, exaggerating, and repeating words like phony. Then Lodge meditates on why Holden's voice rivets our attention. Humor has something to do with it, but the real secret lies in how Holden always implies more than he says. Holden never tells us he's jealous in that passage, but we know it, and that adds to its pathos. In the end, Holden's teenage skaz seems as intricate as great poetry. Lodge concludes his essay by shaking his head in wonder. He writes, "As jazz musicians say, Holden's speech swings." With great gusto, Lodge also dismantles Hemingway's repetitions, Muriel Spark's time shifts, and Kingsley Amis's comedy. Knowing the tricks of the trade can sometimes ruin the magic, but that never happens here. After wizardly David Lodge finishes his lectures on fiction, you know how the rabbit is supposed to get into the hat, but you're even more amazed that anyone ever manages to pull off the act.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Art of Fiction by David Lodge, published by Viking.